to another episode of Girls Gone Wild. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for coming back to Girls Gone Wild. I love actually this whole new vibe to this podcast.
Yeah.
We had obviously the other name, then we've come into Girls Gone Wild. I feel like it's just so appropriate for us.
Yeah.
A couple of updates though, Katie.
Yeah.
There's a couple of updates from a couple of previous podcasts. One of them yesterday, I was at the gym.
Okay. I was at the gym this morning. That's why I'm in great mood.
That's why you're smiling. That's why your skin is glowing. Everything is just like literally so easy today for you. I'm just like completely picking up on that vibe.
So we name the gym equipment that gives me an orgasm. the orgasmizer.
The orgasmizer.
And there was a girl on it this morning and oh. I save it to the end.
Yeah.
It's like my little reward
for yeah.
For turning up. And there was girl on it and I was just like, bitch, get off my equipment.
I have to do the treadmill for another 3 minutes before I can get an orgasm in. Come on, girlfriend, get the fuck off the machine. No, I genuinely went and did my workout yesterday and obviously I've got a trainer. Even though I'm a trainer, I've got a trainer. She's like, okay, new program. Woo! Like, we're into it, right?
Mm.
The studio that I go to, we don't have the orgasm machine, right?
Yeah.
So we're doing the first round. Yep, awesome. Smashed that out. It's like, whoa, girlfriend, this is tough. Go the next one. Okay, what we're doing, we're supersetting three of them. I was like, okay, give it to me. She goes, we're going from RDLs to pull-ups, double knee pull-ups.
Yeah.
To a push-up. She's demonstrating. And I'm like, oh, for fuck's sake. Katie's orgasm. It's all I can see why she's just so she's hanging from the bar above. She's bringing both knees in, up to your chest and down, up to your chest. And all I can see is you hanging on a bar, orgasming. And then I now have to do it. She's like, we're going for 12 reps. I was like, of course we are. That's what Katie does. She gets to 12 and we've got it. And she's orgasming. Now I'm going to be. And I'm thinking, oh, my God. I got so hot and heavy because I was like just thinking about the fact that I have to now do this in front of. It was busy in the studio. I'm thinking, people are going to stare at me. I know it for sure. They're going to stare at me.
Did she look like she's enjoying
it? She didn't look like she was enjoying it. And also I did three sets of 12 reps. Didn't get any, I didn't even get a tingle.
I don't know what it is.
What am I doing wrong? I'm not squeezing hard enough. Got to squeeze in and up hard enough.
Yeah.
Harder.
I might research it.
Yeah, I need to know more.
Google about why that happens.
Yeah, I need to know more because I felt like I was completely ripped off after, what was it, 12, yeah, 24, yeah. 36 reps.
And all you've got is burning abs.
I just got abs. No tingle, guys. No tingle. Didn't even get close.
What's great about it, obviously it's nice anyway, but what's great about it is it pushes me to keep working hard. So I'm still doing more ab work. It's kind of that, you know when some things hurt? You know like when you get a mouth ulcer?
Yeah.
And it hurts but you keep pressing it because it's kind of a nice pain. Do you know what I mean?
It's like a weird, yeah.
It's like that.
Yeah.
It's like a nice pain.
I can't say that I've felt it yet. Really looking forward to that.
Oh, yeah.
Another update is the conversation of OnlyFans continues.
Yeah.
Saw on someone else's post the other day that they were at a hotel, had just checked into a hotel. I was like, girlfriend, just own the fact that you're going to take OnlyFans pics. And then comes out she was going there to take OnlyFans pics. Remember we were talking obviously about this previously on another podcast that people go to hotel rooms now. Now people are just hooking up a room to get a different location to get a few more OnlyFans pics to send to people.
Because it's cheaper. Like when you're in that hotel room, I mean, you're enjoying it anyway. We spoke to Jordan. She came on the podcast a couple of weeks ago. Yeah. And she was in a lesbian relationship. She was married. So they used to go to the hotel room and film themselves having sex. And
just
then put it up on OnlyFans. And we were talking about how it's so different because it used to be like Pornhub and things like that where the girls are in the room but you know that there's some sleazy cameraman. I mean, they might not be sleazy. I imagine they probably are.
They're probably just doing a job, babe. Probably just doing a job. What are you doing today? Another 8 hours of porn. Just sitting behind the camera watching 8 hours of porn.
Tough job.
Someone's got to do it. Would they sit there and not get aroused from watching 8 hours of porn?
That's what I mean. They must.
Well, it must be a break in it. Excuse me. I just need a relief break. I literally have blue balls. I've got to go.
Yeah, but imagine that for the girls. So I imagine those girls aren't enjoying it. they put on a good show,
yeah,
but they're not enjoying it. Whereas OnlyFans gives you, you know, you do it in your own home, do it with your phone on a tripod.
Yeah. So what I was thinking, where I'm leading with this, is that in different countries you have different kinds of hotels. I feel like in Australia, if you're an OnlyFans person and you're in Australia, we got pretty lame hotels. So in Japan, they've got like these sex hotels. So you go into the hotel, there's like a, what would you call it, like a vending machine kind of thing. You can select the room that you want. Yeah. From like the vending machine, then you get the key card, whatever. But there's all different types of rooms that go with what you're looking for in terms of your sexual fantasies.
Really?
Yes.
Is this actually something
that they... This is actually real.
But that, do they promote this, or is this something that you just have to know? It's this kind of secret squirrel sort of...
I don't think it's secret squirrel. Obviously, the knowledge came from someone that was living over there, like an expat that was living over there. So then you go to this vending machine, you get the card, you pick your room. Each room is tailored to a whatever, you know, sexual fantasy you're into. Mm. You go up there, then the room has utensils that go with the room to add to your experience. Oh. And then apparently, like, there's another whole vending machine for all, like, whips and gags and butt plugs and all of that in a vending machine.
In the room?
As you walk into the hotel, there's another whole, like, area. So didn't see that part. But the room itself, so all different types, but this one particular room had, like, the sex swing.
Oh, yeah?
So like I can't say that I know how to nail... that one, but like the sex swing, you know, like people have the sex swing kind of thing. I feel like your core muscles really need to be engaged to do that. You have to be fitter.
Yeah.
You know, that midsection needs to be able to hold and brace and sort of, and then swing.
Yeah, it seems a bit energetic.
A lot of acrobatics in that, yeah. You know, like, but at the same time, yeah, it sounds like a lot of fun. There's like that. Then there's all different types of, obviously, the bedding is different.
So it's very obvious what these hotel rooms are for.
Exactly.
As you go in,
you know what you're there for.
All the stuff in the vending machine. And so are their laws the same as us? Because I'm sure we wouldn't be allowed that, would we? I guess if
we have brothels.
Legit and you're not paying for it. I mean, brothels aren't legal, are they?
Well, they're
not actually legal.
Yeah, you can use a brothel. There's a brothel. I know where there were brothels are in Brisbane anyway. They're there. They're like literally there. They're not allowed to like have a sign up to say that's what it is, but it's like a particular number. Their number's always bigger or there's that red light out the front.
Yeah, like VIP massage.
But you're not. They're not illegal. They're not illegal. Being a sex worker is not illegal.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yes. What I'm saying is, as an OnlyFans person right now in Australia, I feel like you ripped off. Just saying, just putting it out there. Yeah. Might open myself up a sex hotel for all the OnlyFans people that want to film themselves in there. Could you imagine? But who would have thought of a vending machine? Like, do you think that vending machines like that should exist in every hotel? I think so.
Well,
there's a lot more sex that goes on in hotels than there is, you know, in people's homes. People love it. It's a bit of, ooh, we're going to have sex in a hotel.
I wonder what those cleaners find in those hotel rooms sometimes.
What about an Airbnb situation? Because we can Airbnb. So I've had a girlfriend go to an Airbnb, stay for a couple of nights because she was like doing some, I need to get away, I need to do writing, I need to do this, that. You know, when people go places just to be in their zone quietly, like I need to write a 6-day course, blah, blah, blah. So this is what she does for work. Went and did that, booked herself into an Airbnb.
Yeah.
Takes along her little mate, you know?
Yeah.
Her womanizer.
Yeah,
So it's not little actually, it's quite big and expensive if you've got a womanizer. But works in 30 seconds, just saying. She took it. She left it on the bedside table.
Yeah.
Imagine if you're your own cleaner for your own house and an Airbnb and someone's left a big womanizer.
I don't reckon that's the worst that those cleaners see. I reckon there's all sorts on those beds when they go back into those hotel rooms. Just an FYI on that friend, I'm guessing it's the same friend that left it in the hotel room that I then used after she did that day because she also left the same womanizer. She really needs a tracker on that thing. You know you can get those at JB Hi-Fi. She needs to put a tracker on it.
Yes, to answer your question. Yes, it's the same friend.
Yeah.
She seems to take it everywhere with her. Yeah. So for me, when I travel, I don't think to pack that.
No.
And so I don't know whether that's for me. It was living in the Middle East. We used to always get in trouble if we got caught with it in our bags.
Because they're illegal.
Yeah, but we used to smuggle them in under our hats.
Oh, my God.
So we'd have our hats on and we're like gliding through the air. You know, the airport as you're coming in, you're like, oh, my God, please don't get caught. Don't move. Don't let my hat fall off. So you'd wrap your hat scarf around really tight, put your thing on, put your
Oh, my God, you're like a drug smuggler.
Well, kind of, like, but it was kind of like a cock smuggler.
You risk the death sentence.
Cock smuggler.
For an orgasm.
If you can make a side hustle, you make a side hustle. You sell those things.
Oh, my God.
People buy them.
Yeah, I'm sure they do.
I didn't sell them. I just brought one in for someone one day, but I was fucking shitting myself while I was coming in. I felt like, now that I think about it, cock smuggler is a great name.
I think cock smuggling is
way better.
Way to go. Oh, we are the girls gone wild.